Today is Trinity Sunday. In this feast, we celebrate God as we profess Him in the creeds. One God in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Our reflection this morning will not be about how there is one God in three divine persons, but about what Jesus has taught us about the Trinity. If you remember, in his farewell address during the Last Supper, which we have in the Gospel reading for the last three Sundays, Jesus, without calling it the Trinity, taught about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus told his disciples in that address that he was going home to the house of his Father. Then Philip asked him, "Show us the Father." But Jesus replied, "Philip, whoever has seen me has seen the Father." And Jesus continued to insist to his disciples that they should not worry about his going away, because he said, "I will not leave you orphan. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate, the Holy Spirit, to be with you always." Now, in other parts of the Gospel, Jesus expanded on this teaching about the three persons of the Trinity. Jesus constantly called God his Father. And not only that, Jesus taught his disciples to pray when they asked him, "Master, teach us how to pray." And he said, "When you pray, pray like this: Our Father, who art in heaven." In turn, the Father also called Jesus at his baptism his Son. Remember that voice after Jesus was baptized: "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." And then the Holy Spirit, in the form of a dove, descended on him. And before Jesus ascended to the right hand of his Father, he promised to send the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Consoler, the Defender, and the Guide until the end of time. That was the feast that we celebrated last Sunday, Pentecost. Now, above all, Jesus summed all this up before his ascension when he commanded his disciples, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Now, Jesus' way of teaching and presenting God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit has many implications to our lives. The first, because God is our Father, then God is no longer somebody far away from us. God is someone who fathered us, takes care of us, loves us. God is our Father we can turn to at all times, our Father who listens to us and who desires every good thing for us. We need to remember this, especially in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic, in the midst of difficulties and pains, our losses, our sicknesses, and our deaths. We need to remember this when we are in difficulty. that God is our Father, and we can always turn to Him. Secondly, because the Son, Jesus, the Father of Jesus, is also our Father, then Jesus is our brother, and we are brothers and sisters to one another. St. Paul, in the second reading, actually told us one of the most important implications of this. Because we are sons and daughters of God our Father, then we are heirs, heirs of the kingdom of heaven. Heaven is not something that is far away from us, that is ours as our inheritance. That is one of the most beautiful implications of being sons and daughters of God. We become inheritors of what God, our Father, has. The other implication is that because God is our Father and Jesus is our brother, then we are brothers and sisters to one another. We need to remember this, especially when we feel alone and isolated, that we have brothers and sisters out there who care for us. In turn, let us also remember that as brothers and sisters to one another, we are also our brothers and sisters' keeper. We need to reach out to one another, especially those who are in need. And thirdly, because God is also the Spirit who is with us until the end of time, this means that God continues to be part of our lives. He is an integral part of our personal lives. For Scripture says, we are the temples of the Holy Spirit. And this is the basis, actually, for our responsibility. Of our responsibility to take care of our good health. This is actually the basis of our responsibility to take care of our personal well-being. It is not optional. We have to take care of ourselves, because ourselves are a temple of the Holy Spirit. And during the pandemic, we are also responsible for taking to heart the health protocols and the other medications that are presented to us. To sum it up all, the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, is part and parcel of our social and communal lives. We do not only believe in the Trinity, but we live the life of the Trinity. Just remember the instances in the different events in our lives. When we were baptized, we were born again. When we were baptized, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We are blessed in our married life, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. When we are sick, we receive the laying on of hands and the anointing of oil, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. When we die, we are sent off with a blessing, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit and the Divine Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, are all part and parcels of our everyday life. Our task is to be conscious of this and to make it conscious always in our lives. so that we will continue to be a blessing to one another. Amen.